Now, Carl says he remember this year for his boiler being a bit of a pain. But now everyone knows over the past sort of like few years, my big pet project hasn't been my own career. It's been get Carl famous.
Yeah.
I want people to recognise him in the street, come up to him and say, "You bald-headed mank twat." Make his luck. I
Well,
want.
let me tell you now, Rick.
Go
I've
on.
been out and about, and a lot of people have said to me, they've come up to me and said, "It has Carl Pilkington got a head like a fucking orange?"
Well,
And
I've
I've had
been.
to instantly confirm the answer to be yes.
Well, I'm in America quite a bit, and it doesn't matter when I'm talking to David Bowie, The Simpsons, all these people, people on 24, all these people who have got these amazing careers and lives say, "Is Carl Pilkington really like that?" I say, "Yes, he's not two short planks, he's three or four fucking short
Thick
fucking
plank, thick
planks.
but short, short but
Yeah,
thick
fucking
planks.
lumps of thickness." But he's had a call. He had a call recently from a film company asking him if he's got any ideas for movies. Now, how desperate, how in what dire straits must the British film industry be that they're going, "Well,
They're
there's only
turning
one,
to cover, yeah.
yeah, we need Carl Pilkington. We have hit rock bottom." And he went along for an interview.
So what, and you went in and you.
I went along and had a meeting in a cafe, and they just said, "Right, got any ideas?" And sort of said, what are you thinking? What sort of thing are you after? Are you after action, thriller, whatever?"
Because you can provide any of
I
them,
love
yeah.
that he's playing it cool, like,
Yeah,
"You've come to the right person. My time's precious. What do you need?" "Yeah, I'm Carl Pilkington. Yeah. They call me the movie doctor. What do you need, Papa?"
So thought of this idea sort of on the spot, and had
Good
a whiz by
penning.
him. No, but sometimes that's how good ideas come up, don't
Yeah,
they? Just
so a lot
random.
of yours have come up, yeah.
No, but when if you just
Randomly.
talk, I find that your mouth comes out with stuff.
Right, there's another quote. There is another
Right.
quote.
If you talk, your mouth comes out with stuff.
That to me is stands along with what were those things in Gremlins called? Does your brain rule you, or do you rule your brain?
No, but what I mean, if you sit there and try and use your brain to do it,
Right.
it doesn't work the same. Just keep talking. Just keep your mouth talking, and eventually it will come out with something pretty good.
That is exactly what Plato said.
So
Sir
anyway.
Aristotle, he said, "Sit down, I've got an idea for you." Aristotle said, "Plato, how do you go, right, just keep talking and eventually your brain will come out with stuff."
So what I thought, I just started off by saying like actors' names and that who I thought should be in it, because then that's giving more. It's building.
Right,
Okay,
so
it's
who did
starting
you
at the
say?
beginning.
Who did you say?
So I said, "Right, I'm seeing Clive Warren."
Fuck's Clive Warren?
Who's Clive Warren?
The one who was in Closer.
Clive
Clive
Owen.
Right. All right.
Did they
I
look at you
think I
like you're a
said
fucking
Clive.
idiot?
Well,
So they all started trying to figure out who's this Clive Warren we've not heard about. He
He
must
said,
be amazing.
"Yeah,
He's
man,
on.
Clive Warren, get me Clive Warren on the phone.
Who's got
Get
Clive
me
Warren?"
Clive Warren."
And I said, "Rebecca De Mornay." Right.
Where did
She hasn't been in a
that
film
come
for 15 years, has she?
Clive Warren and Rebecca De Mornay. I love this
You
bit.
have.
They thought he was a genius. They thought he was an absolute. Like, we've never thought of putting Clive Warren with Rebecca De Mornay.
But hang on a minute, you could have any film star. This is your fantasy casting, and you choose a bloke that doesn't exist and a woman who hasn't been on TV or in a film for 10 years. Why didn't you choose a
Someone who
J-Lo
existed.
or someone who's a big star?
Oh, God.
Rebecca De Mornay? Oh,
So anyway,
God.
so they were going, yeah, and what happens is they're going out and together and that.
Yeah, Clive Warren and Rebecca
Yeah.
De Mornay.
I said, it's one of them where it starts off and the people, you're seeing into their lives from
Yeah.
like the morning. So
Yeah.
it's like a nice sunny day,
Yeah.
radio's on. They're going about the day, they're having the breakfast, they're saying, "Oh, what are we doing tonight?" They're planning a big do that night and stuff. And you're thinking, "Oh, they've got a nice life." She's like, "Love you and all that." Yeah. He walks out the house, gets hit by a bus.
Oh.
So Clive Warren's
Dead.
dead, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens is she's devastated, Rebecca.
I don't know if Clive Warren would take that part
Because
because
he
he
ain't got
doesn't.
much to do, has he?
No, I don't. If I know Clive
And I
Warren,
think you do.
I think I do. He's going to say, "Now, hold on though. There's more, isn't there? I've
Have you jumped the gun there,
Go
Rick?
on, mate. What? Carry on." So he's hit by a bus, so he's
So he's
dead.
hit by a bus and that. The title's come up. It's
Oh,
got
yeah.
you, right? She's
Starring
devastated. She's
Clive
fed
Warren.
up. She's devastated and that. Doctor says Clive's dead.
And that, who's playing the doctor? Jack Nicholson house.
What's that fella who was in Independence Day?
Will Smith.
No, the old black fella.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Get him in. He's
Morgan
a
Freeman. Yeah.
He says, "Your husband's dead."
Right.
She's like, "Oh God." What happens then is he says, "But listen, what we can do now, we can take the brain out."
Right.
Right.
And a fact that I'd read that day before the meeting, this isn't in the film now, this is me.
Right, but right. Luckily.
I read a thing about how the brain, it can run on half of it.
Yeah.
You've actually got a full brain.
Yeah.
You can run it on half. You can run it on half.
Right. Yeah.
So this was in my mind still, so I thought I'll get that in.
Well, half your mind, yeah.
So I said, what happens is Morgan Freeman says, been working on this, you can run your life on half a brain.
Right.
She's sort of a bit like, what are you telling me this for now? My husband's just died like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but if we're going to do this, we've got to act quick. She's like, do what? He said, I'll tell you. He says, we can, whilst his brain's not fully dead, because it stays awake for a bit when you
think he's not dead then, fine.
No, but
wake,
he is.
Wake, he comes alive. What
he
do you
is,
mean?
He is, but they found out that it stays awake a little bit.
No,
he's gone. No, hit by a bus.
Yeah, no, he's dead. If the brain's dead, you are dead.
Clive Warren's dead.
And if the brain's not dead, you're not dead.
No, but it's like people in a coma. They're dead, aren't they? But the brain isn't dead.
No, they're not in a coma.
No, they're not dead. No, they come out of comas, don't
they? All right, then he's in a coma. He's been hit by the bus, but the chances are he's not going to come out of that coma, but his brain is still awake.
Right, okay.
So, change that. That's easily done.
Hold on, though. I like this fact that he's in a coma, so they're going, look, he's definitely going to die in this coma. Take the brain out now. Pop the brain out.
But why is that such a weird thing when that's what they do now? That's what they do now.
What is?
That's what they do.
What?
They do that.
What? A brain transplant?
No, but when, like, how I've signed that donor card...
Yeah.
Right, if anything happens to me...
No. There's no such thing as a brain donor. Oh, we've explained to you before.
Yeah, but they're working on it. They've said something about Einstein. They messed about with his brain for ages, trying to work out if it was full of stuff. That's what they're doing. They're working on that. There's loads of things that doctors are doing that we don't know about. I've seen some weird stuff on the internet.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah.
I saw a programme on Channel 5 where a monkey brain was still alive and it was stuck on a stick. And they
you were watching
it.
The magic roundabout.
They poked it and it reacted.
Right.
So it's still alive. It's being kept alive. And it's only a matter of time. What's the brain linked up to? As long as you can link it up to the eyes and somehow so it can tell the arms and legs what to do, you're laughing.
I love that. Imagine a team full of doctors going, well, we're going to try and do a brain transplant. Carl, right. Okay, I'm gonna be quick because I've got to get back. My cousin's fixing my boiler. As long as you can link this up to the eyes and tell the arms and legs what to do, we're laughing. Cheers, Carl. See you later.
Then what happens is they say, "Do you want half of his brain in your head?"
She says, "Definitely not. I'm having you struck off." She starts screaming. She calls the police. He gets arrested.
Yeah, but you'd have said that years ago when people can have like someone else's arm put on their body and stuff.
Yeah, but he's only in a coma.
Yeah.
No, but he's not going to come out of that coma. Right. So it's like this or nothing. It's like, look, you know what we're going to do here? We can either turn the switch off, or we can put his head in your head.
But why would
So what they do then? They're going to take half his brain.
Half of his brain. Half of hers. Pop it in place.
Why would she do that?
Because she loves him.
But hold on. Well, no. Wait. What would she then be?
Because this is what I'm trying to tell
you. Okay, sorry.
What happens is, he explains all this. So, I mean, this would probably cover about 20 minutes in the film, but I'm just rushing you.
I just switched off, but yeah.
No, you wouldn't. This bit would have you. Mm. So what?
Well, I'd have actually left when I wouldn't have even gone in to see a film starring Clive Warren and Rebecca De Mornay. unless it was 1985.
So the thing is... She's the same as you. She says the same thing. She goes, why would I do that, doctor?
Mm.
And he goes, well, what will happen is he's gone, but you'll have his thoughts. So in the morning when you say, oh, I don't know what to have, well, I have cornflakes. His bit of the brain will sort of say...
Have a Weetabix.
Have shredded wheat or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, good idea.
Sorry. So the point of this film is that the dead man can remind her what breakfast cereal she likes.
Yeah. So the thought...
What do you mean, yes? So that's it, is it?
No, that's not the only thing.
Oh, wait a minute, this is only act 1.
That's just the first bit. Everything's going well. She has it done.
So who is she? Is she herself?
She's Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah.
But now with and again, with him chipping in with a bit of voiceover. So the idea is it's all going well at the beginning. She's
so she can't decide what dress to wear.
She's got, so she's had half of her brain taken out and put in a bin. Yeah. Okay, and Clive Warren's half has been put in there. So now she's walking round. Okay,
so yeah. She's like she's schizophrenic.
It's okay though, because the bit they put in of Clive Warren's brain is actually him in a coma. So there's nothing happening anyway, don't worry about it. No. All she's got is half a brain.
No, like I say, the brain is alive, so it's all going well when she leaves hospital.
Yeah.
And she gets a first taste of it, and it's a bit weird to get hold of, because she's sort of, I think when she signs herself out, he's sort of fighting, writing his name and stuff. So there's a few sort of technical things that she has to get used to.
And does Clive's brain what know does he that think? He's now inside her brain?
Does that matter?
Well, I would say it matters, because... Yes. Otherwise,
it does matter, Carl. What's he thinking?
What's the point of this?
Why has she gone along with this?
Because she really loves him.
But what's in it for him? What does she think?
Well, say if I died, and Suzanne said, "Go on, I'll have half of Carl's." Right? She would wake up in the morning to a thought of me sort of going, "Oh, you never guess what I've just thought about," or whatever. I'd still be there.
But she wouldn't ever do that,
isn't it? The rest of the rest of your body is sort of waste, isn't it?
But Carl, the rest of your body's sort of waste.
No, it is, kind of. If when someone dies, it's not that person anymore, is it? They're still there physically.
Yeah.
But you can't have a chat with them. So if you could have someone's brain in your head when they're dead, you'd have it, wouldn't you?
What are you talking about? Why would I have someone's brain in my head when they're dead?
Well, what else?
I've got a perfectly good brain.
Yeah. So, but like I said, you're running on half. So
who's running on half?
So you're telling me you wouldn't have it done then?
of course I fucking wouldn't.
I can also categorically state I wouldn't either.
Yeah, but you're saying that now, but once you're in that position that someone who, you know, you love and that dies, if the doctor said, "Do you want it?"
No! I'd go, no! It's madness!
I don't think you...
It's madness!
All right. Let me just ask this as a question, even if we accept this as a possibility. If Clive Warren doesn't know that he's in Rebecca's brain, their love and the conversations they used to have and what would the connection between them is going to be absent, because she's going to be talking to him and he's just going to be going, "I don't know, shredded wheat."
It's all thought. She doesn't have to talk.
So they're not talking to one another?
Well, they are, but not out loud. She's not walking down the corridor going, "What do you think, Clive?" And he's saying shredded wheat. It's happening.
Right. But how is this dramatically shown on screen? Do we hear those voices?
So now they've got...
You hear the voices.
You hear the voices?
You hear the voices.
So tell me a typical bit of dialogue.
Well, we've done the breakfast scene.
Yeah, that was dynamite. Yeah. That's fucking Oscar winning.
Yeah, can we do lunch?
There may be, at the funeral, because even though the brain's still alive, they still have the funeral, and you can have, a funny bit where they stood around the grave, and, there's some relation there who he doesn't like, and she can start laughing, and the family are looking at her going, "Why is she laughing?"
Yeah.
And she's sort of laughing, and he's saying something a bit rude, going, "Look at her head." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
stuff on
orange.
The family.
Yeah.
Little cameo for you.
Yeah.
And so you have all that, and people are sort of liking the film, thinking, "Oh, it's quite funny, this."
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you hit them hard.
The eight people that have gone to see it.
Yeah. Rebecca De Mornay and her family.
Yeah.
Clive Warren's three mates.
All right, Clive.
I didn't know you were a film star. No, I was in a garage yesterday.
Yeah, I was fixing boilers.
Well, anyway, this is where you get them.
It is the most ludicrous idea for film I've ever heard. It's the maddest. Honestly, it really is the ramblings of a mental case.
I have to say, though, I am hooked now. I want to know what's going to happen next in the story.
Oh, Christ.
Remember, I was making all this up.
It's not based on a true story, then.
Remember, imagine if he said that in a meeting. Remember, I'm making all this up. And they go, "All right. Oh, okay, I thought.
So the meeting's still going on. They haven't left at this point.
No, they were sort of going, "Oh, right, yeah." But what annoying...
Check, please.
That's the annoying thing. It was like, I just wondered whether this is what they do just so they can have a cake every day at 4 o'clock, because it was odd. I can't imagine Spielberg sort of nipping down to Costa Coffee to discuss E.T. So I said, right, so this is where you get them. You've got everyone laughing, and that's what it's all about with a film, isn't it? It's emotions, messing with people's emotions and that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they like that. They were like, "Yeah, it is, yeah."
Yeah.
And there you go again.
That's a new outlook to filmmaking.
That's my mouth coming out with stuff that I even I didn't know I knew.
Yeah.
So then I said, right, then what happens is she hears the voice go, "Leslie, where are you?" Something.
Right.
her name's not Leslie.
No.
No.
So she's thinking, who's Leslie?
Yeah.
So in her mind, she's going, who's Leslie? He's going, oh.
He's thought, hang on, I've let something slip.
I've let something slip. So she's going, answer me.
Oh.
He goes quiet on her.
Oh.
So.
He was having an affair.
This is the thing. So she's trying to hunt down.
Leslie. And he's got to stop her thinking it.
Then what happens is, I mean, you know.
Where are your backs? So he's got to hunt down Leslie.
So she's got to hunt down Leslie.
Right.
And that can fill about half an hour again. I'm not
I love
sure.
The fact that you're doing it, how far you've got through the film.
Yeah. You've got to fill up 2 hours, right?
Do one more idea, we call it half hour, that's the end of the film. See you later, starring Clive Warren.
So
nice to see Rebecca De Mornay again, wasn't it? Yeah.
So Leslie has got to be sought out. It's a woman, is it? Another Leslie, or
it's
is it
another
a
woman.
Right.
But what happens is, I mean, without ruining the end for everyone, what would sort of happen is...
Oh, yeah, because you don't want to ruin it for them, because this will be filling the multiplexes in no
time. Yeah, this film's definitely going to be made.
This is definitely going to get made.
Well, seriously, isn't any... Pick a massive Hollywood film and look at it on paper and go, that's a Barmy idea.
Casablanca.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is...
They called on him as a movie expert.
This is a different sort of love triangle. They've all got their own brains and legs and stuff walking around interacting normally.
But that's just it. It's the power of love, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah.
But sorry, I mean, I don't want to see...
No, it's the greatest love story ever told, set in a head.
But listen, let's just hang on a second,
Carl. I don't... Yeah, you've got to tell us the end. I don't think you can let people listening...
No, come on,
what's
the end?
Waiting for the film.
Just let your mouth talk.
Right, so what I said was, I said maybe, because I wasn't sure about this end bit. I thought they might think it's daft or whatever.
You're putting yourself down. I imagine it's dynamite. Go on.
I said maybe you could have something like this, and they were there sort of going, oh, yeah, what's it going to be?
Transfixed. Yeah, well, he's come up with some great stuff at the moment.
What happens is... His brain is more powerful than hers.
Right. How is there power? Why is there now power involved?
It's got a stronger will.
What I mean is, the brain, her brain was running the rest of her body.
Mm. Now he's taking over.
His brain's just sat there, isn't it? Thinking stuff.
Right.
Brilliant.
So that gets more powerful and overrules her body.
Okay.
Yeah.
She then fancies Leslie.
So it's a lesbian hold on, film. This is building up to a lesbian love. So what the?
Well, it's trendy, isn't it? That so just have a bit of that at the end, and
that is the worst idea I have ever heard for any piece of art. I mean, it's the worst. It would be the worst. It would be the worst TV show, worst book, worst everything. It's the worst idea.
It's not the worst idea because as long as a film makes you think.
But this doesn't make us think about anything.
I'm thinking, who the fuck's Clive Warren? So hold on. So he overpowers her, so she is now a lesbian. What's Leslie getting out of this? Why does Leslie think, hold on, why is my dead lover's wife coming on to me?
Because this is what I'm saying to you. It's relationships. It's the love of two brains.
Right, okay. Again, can anyone out there, can we make that into it? That's a quote. The relationships is a love of two brains.
Well,
now, he's got something there. He's got something there. But my point is this. Why is Leslie suddenly turned lesbian?
Because she loves the brain.
But does she know this is Clive Warren?
Well, maybe now and again, Rebecca or Clive says something. Rebecca will say something now and again. Like, oh, I like me...
Minge.
I like me, you know, me food done like this or whatever, and it's all about say
cooked.
If like
I love my food cooked. I'm like, wait a minute, Clive Warren on this food cooked.
Yeah, I'm in two minds about this bacon.
Yeah,
what
I'm going to turn
is,
into a lesbian.
People
shredded wheat.
People like what they like, and it's the same way like I've said to you before with someone who's been going out with a woman, and then is found out that she's got a twin sister, and they divorce that first twin and go out with the other twin. It's all the same. You're after the same thing, aren't you?
Yes, but that...
When a cat dies, you buy another one. It's the same thing. You want that same...
Yeah, but you don't necessarily switch your sexual orientation. In the case of your twin scenario, they both look the same.
Yeah. Has there ever been one where it's a twin boy and girl? Well, I was going out with her, but, I mean, he looks a bit like her.
Yeah. I loved boobs, now I like cock.
Well...
This is your problem. You don't know anything. And this theory about if your mouth talks enough, the brain will kick in soon. It hasn't.